Blog Talk Radio.
By Mr. Derek Swinson from the good folks over there, World Movement Records, www.worldmovement.com. Can a player play is in the building. The boy Pretty Tone coming through. We represent like we do every Sunday at 2:30. You know what I mean? K Diddy, Lady Joy, your boy Pretty Tone, we come through. You know what I mean? We talk about life, love, everything of that nature. Try to make it happen as best as we can. So, matter of fact, before I go any further, man, K Diddy, Lady Joy, y'all are on live. Holla at the good folks.
Hey, I'm I'm ready for my peeps. Where you at?
Oh, absolutely.
We're not.
Well, today we're going in hard. We talking about, can you turn a hoe into a housewife or a husband?
Yeah. Could you clarify that? Don't let me get all up in your ass about that. Always down on the women, folks.
Hold on, Joy. You know what? Every time we say stuff like that, you get all sensitive.
Yeah, because you don't clarify, bruh.
I just said housewife or a husband. What more you want me to say?
That?
A hoe is an equal opportunity employer.
You're right. Okay.
So, there ain't no, we ain't putting it off on no one sex, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, bruh. You know me, because, that's like, clarify that shit, because I ain't having it.
So, that's how we're going to kick it off. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife or a husband?
Being it male or female?
Male or female? Male or female? Because this is one of them questions you got to ask yourself, because, when you're going through the whole dating scene and you're with somebody, you get to meet somebody, there's this old cliche that the people that you have the best sex with are normally the worst people for you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, I'll leave a good freak alone. What you got to say, KD? Excuse me?
I say, y'all leave a good freak alone. Y'all just
leave a good freak alone.
Y'all leave a good freak alone. You know?
Whatever.
Everybody ain't meant to be a housewife.
Or a house husband.
No, everybody ain't meant for that. What all we can make people do, to keep it 100, all you can make somebody do is lie to you.
Hold up. We must already set somebody off because they already trying to get in. 813, you're on live with Kenneth Player
Flex. Good afternoon, gang. How are you guys today? Hey, girlfriend, how are you?
I'm blessed. I was just going to comment. I got two things to say about that remark KDD just made.
Yeah.
First,
all you can do is make somebody lie to you.
What's between consenting adults and nobody else's business? Secondly, going back to what you guys said about can you make a whole housewife? It all depends on why she was a hoe. There is a possibility that he could be a housewife.
Right. But Tony, is it just me, or am I getting an echo? Because I'm going to make sure I hear all of this here.
I'm definitely getting that echo too, so I'm not sure. I think it's Blog Talk.
Okay. Well, they need to
Was that Passion that commented?
Absolutely.
Work it, girl.
Let me clarify that with you. See, if you a hoe and you know that your man cannot deal with that and you love him and don't want to lose him, what you do, you know he can't handle it. You know when we talk about some people can't handle the truth? Some people just can't handle the truth. So my statement...
And your point is...
Can I finish, please? Thank you. My statement went to the fact that you can't make anybody do or be something that they're not. You can't nobody make nobody do anything, first of all. All we can do is make somebody lie to you. If they cannot know that they cannot handle the truth, wasn't their next option is to invent shit, make up shit, deviate shit, just to keep peace because they know that you can't handle the truth. So they lie to you.
I understand what you're saying there. I was responding to the first statement you made about not criticizing a freak.
Yeah,
that was the point I was making there. Whatever two consenting adults do behind closed doors is nobody else's business, first of all.
Thank you.
And then I was responding to the topic of the show that can you make a hoe into a housewife? And I said it all depends on why she's a hoe. Yes, there is a possibility that
like
a hoe can become a housewife.
Okay, I like that. I was a hoe because I was trying to put myself through college.
Yes,
okay,
so can
you be a house husband now?
I'm out of college now.
You're out of college.
Yeah, I'm out of college now.
That's my point.
So,
depends on why you were doing what you were doing.
I was trying to put my kids through college. I was trying to put myself through college.
Right.
It seemed like all the ones I meet, that's the lie they tell.
Yeah.
Hey,
whatever.
So we're saying so it depends on the circumstance of why she a hoe.
Men can be a hoe too. So get the, you know, Tony.
You're supposed to say that.
That's what I'm saying. It's always a she factor. Put it why they got to be a hoe. Don't always come up why she got to be one. Men are hoes too. So put it out there, bruh. Don't let me have to come over there.
KD openly came out and was honest enough to say during college he had to be a hoe to get through college.
Okay, well, you know, put it out there, bro. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Make it equal. You know me, I'm the equalizer on your ass.
Yeah,
I'm not just
clear to cut it.
How much more equal can it be?
I'm just saying. Y'all always say, he got to be the hoe. She got to be this. She got to be that.
First of all, keeping it real, y'all was the first hoes on the planet. So come on now.
It was just documented that men been hoes for years. They just ain't came out with it. So what?
Good point. Good comeback, Joy.
Monkey
ass.
So what?
Okay, hold on. Hoe Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
Damn,
is that clear
broke,
enough,
man.
All right, now I think we done got somebody else on here. Hold on. 310, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
I just wanted to say that the social analysis must really put it on good because I know for a fact that there was a peer, unadulterated, player, liar, whore that's speaking on the panel. He's a liar. He's a whore. He's a womanizer. And I know it for a fact. So,
uh-oh.
I mean, all this stuff that he's talking, he ain't never went to college. He ain't never did nothing but hustle women. And I know that to be a fact.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Bring it to the surface.
Hold on. Since there's two brothers on the panel, that could be either one of us. And we open here on Can a Player Play.
Okay.
We're open. And, you know, maybe that's directed to me because I didn't go to college. But, you know, that's why.
Does that make you a hoe? I'm just asking. What?
Yes, it does. Ain't no two sidestepping. Yes, it does. When you conduct yourself and do stuff of a hoish nature, you're regarded as a hoe. And Pretty Tone is fair enough to say, Hoe Incorporated is definitely a equal opportunity employer.
Alrighty then. Okay, well, bring the hoes on in. We ain't scared of none of y'all.
So, I'm claiming my ish. Hey, Diddy, you got anything to say about that caller that just called in? Because obviously we stepped on somebody's toe who know one of us from the past.
You ain't stepped on nobody's toe.
Since they put one of us on blast.
You know what Joy always say, opinions like assholes and everybody got one?
Hey, saying your point, Gil?
Oh, that was the point.
Okay, and
everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Kelly called it like you see it. Okay, you a hoe. And you a hoe. You know you a hoe. And that's the best damn hoe that you ever know.
What'd you say, Joy? What'd you say, Joy? The best damn hoe you'll ever know?
Hey, okay. I got to put that out there. One of my favorite movies of all time was The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I love that movie. Maybe they shouldn't have let young men like myself watch movies like that, because that movie had a heavy influence on me. I swear it did. I swear. But that's all right. Whoever the caller was.
You got to learn from
how we do. We're public personalities, and we're not above reproach. So, you know, that we keep it real on here, 100%.
Keep it 100. Ain't that right, Big
P? So, we're going to keep it rolling, you know what I mean? So, the question got to become, we're asking, can you turn a hoe into a housewife and a husband? And one of the first things that was suggested is it depends on the circumstances that they're hoeing. If they were hoeing to survive, if they were hoeing to take care of their family, does that make
or
a difference?
Hoeing just to be hoeing?
Was they hoeing just to be hoeing? Because some people don't do that. Because I was talking to a friend of mine. Yes. Go ahead, LK Diddy.
I just want to make this little one comment, because if anybody had a half a brain was really obviously lifting, they would know that the average comment, a working hoe, stripper mate, they always say the reason that they're doing it because they're putting themselves through college. So I was really being facetious. I was really being funny, and I was really being sarcastic. So get your head out your ass and really listen to the show.
Whatever.
Oh, we got it cracking today. We got it, ladies and gentlemen. We got it cracking today. And as a matter of fact, I think this song I'm about to play is so appropriate. Y'all stick and stay, because we got it going.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it's gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having four seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. But now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view because you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now. So I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat, the CD of Biggs, me and my b- watching Barney and Clyde pretending to be that empty in your hand saying, let me see that shopping spree, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when the signals got crossed and we got flipped, rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Her face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way living was whack. She don't get it back like that. I'm a man with pride. You don't do like that. You don't just pick up and leave and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was some girls, I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good, but once a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Yo, girl.
Welcome back to the show. Can a player play your boy Pretty Tone Lady Joy, your boy K Diddy? You know what I mean? We talking about can you make a whore into a housewife or a husband, and the chat room got it cracking. Somebody named New to the Game says, we all have a little hoe in us. Just depends on how much you let show. Sweet B Love say, don't try to change no hoe, because your damn show can't change nobody. You don't even bother try. And somebody typed up Kobe Bryant, and they responded, he take care of her lovely. You know what I mean? We talking about can you make a hoe into a housewife or a husband. You know what I mean? The song said, I can't really say the things I want to say, so I got to let the song cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, buddy.
So, look, I want to make this public service announcement, and it's on some real-ish. You can't hold yesteryear shit in your life forever. You just can't. Because if you keep holding on to old goodbyes, you'll never get the new hellos that you need to move forward.
Ooh, mama like.
That's just on some real-ish. So, you know, if you keep throwing up old stuff, you know what I mean, especially us as public personalities, you can't keep throwing old stuff out there and thinking, you know, that fire done burned itself out, and I don't care how much damn charcoal you want to throw on it. When the coals are gone, it's just the ash. You can't relight the ash. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'll say amen to that. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is. There ain't nothing else we can say. You know what I mean? So we're going to jump back on the topic of can you turn a hoe into a housewife or a husband. Let me make sure I packed it on the equal opportunity employment. And we said it's dependent on the circumstance, because there's just some people out there just doing what they got to do just for the sake of doing it. And there's some people out there doing what they got to do just to get by. But like my man K Diddy said, a certain mindset is required to deal with a certain set of people. Now, a lot of brothers, I'm going to speak from the brother's point of view for a moment. A lot of brothers out there get infatuated with a woman they meet in a strip club, or they get infatuated with a hooker. Hell, they get infatuated with a nymphomaniac, and the sexual prowess pulls them in. Oh, you laughing. Okay, you see where I'm going. I'm jumping on the grenade. You know what I mean? Somebody gets infatuated with somebody's sexual prowess, and then when you weren't with them, it was intriguing. But then when you get with them, the insecurities start creeping in. Then the insecurities start eating you up.
Mm.
Because you're like, I done got myself into this. Now, damn, I done fell in love. When it was just physical lust, it was cool. But now you done got love involved. And that's where the question comes in. You done stepped on this damn landmine and got your friggin' toe on it, and you don't know what the frick to do now.
Don't
if you lift up, it's going to blow up in your face.
That it's going to blow up in your face. You understand what I'm saying? And most people, you can only pretend for so long. At some point, the facade cracks.
That's true, bro.
You know, the water's too deep. The water's too deep. You're supposed to know when to get out of it.
Thank you. That comes back to what I'm going to say it a different way. I tell people don't jump your ass into the deep end if you can't swim.
Okay. And there's a lot of folks that think they can swim and drown. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen. You think you can swim and you build up fantasies of swimming, but the truth is your friggin' arms and legs ain't moving. So now the water, or as I like to say, the punani or the penis is taking you under.
And you're treading in the same place, okay? You ain't moved.
Thank you. You open your eyes and the fantasy's gone, and the reality of who and what you're dealing with is right there in front of you.
I love you so much. I just love you so much till I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And a lot of people get into that. That love-hate thing. That love-hate thing. That love, I hate you Monday, I love you Tuesday. I hate you Wednesday, I love you Thursday.
I'm going to love you so much, I'm going to just kill
you. I love you so much because I can't control you. I hate you now. I can't make
you
what I want you to be, so I just hate you.
Now we got, and let's be real. And Black Call, I see you. I'm going to let you in. Hold on, 111. I'm going to let you in. But I want people to understand something. We are all responsible for our actions or non-actions in a relationship. Unless a gun was being held to your hand. Unless you're being physically abused, then you get a ghetto pass. But if you willingly participated, no matter what, because everything shows itself over time. If you willingly participated, share the blame. Claim your own shit. Don't try to
decide. Don't be playing. Don't be playing, because we ain't playing.
On some real, it's a block call. Hold on, I'm going to let you in, because you popped up. Hold on, and this is kind of play. Welcome to the show. Speak your mind. 111, you're on live with us.
I'm back. Hey.
Speak your mind. Welcome.
You hear me?
Hey.
Oh, we can hear you real clear. Speak.
You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, live.
Speak your piece, baby girl.
I guess Cat got your tongue now. All right. Well, when you're ready to talk, we still love you. Come on, speak your mind.
We got you.
Hello, you there? All right, we'll get back to you. Hello? All right, moving on. Now, this is something that you got to understand in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We're born as a blank page, and the story of your life is something that you write. The things that you participate in involve both your hands, both your feet, your head, your heart, and your decisions.
That's
at times, we're led astray. True enough, it does happen. Also, I'm real-ish. We get led astray. But at the same time, you still participated.
Still participated.
Hold on, I'm going to let 813 in because 813 want to say something. 813, welcome back to the show.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got
loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is, yeah, well, then that becomes a whole other topic. Is it the person that doesn't want to accept the reality of who they met and who they were dealing with, and now they want to change him the problem? Or is it a fact that you couldn't make the hoe into the housewife? If someone meets somebody and they understand who they are or they tell you who they are, you get your choices right then to decide if that's something you want to deal with. And you can't just go down the road a little while and then decide, well, hey, I didn't like what you were, so now I want you to be something different. So that becomes their problem because they knew when they brought that person home what they were.
And even beyond that, and even beyond that, even when they make you into who they want you to be, they still don't like it because you wasn't the person that they got with that they wanted when they first met you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The excitement no longer there. And you see, after that, they go, wow, we getting our grown folk on today. And that is the flip side of it, that when you met me, I was this unpredictable, just this wild thing. But now that you've molded me and I have adapted to this domesticated lifestyle, what are the side effects?
You still ain't satisfied. You know?
That's the point. Never satisfied.
It's like you're still not satisfied. Well, what am I supposed to do? You try to mold me into what you wanted. It still wasn't right, so what?
Yeah,
the person
still
can only go so far with who they are and what they're going to turn into. And a person that's think they're strong and think that they can turn somebody into who they want them to be, and it's still not, okay, well, what? It's not going to happen, bruh or sis. You know, deal with it. You know, a person is going to be who they're going to be. That's what they were born
absolutely.
With. And they weren't born to satisfy your monkey ass, okay?
And now you want everybody to be confused because you can confuse. You don't know what
exactly.
you want.
Exactly.
You don't know what you want. So I'm trying to please you. You don't like me like this. And then if I'm like that, you don't like me like that either. So damn, I might as well be happy with me now.
It's like that commercial for the car with the hamsters. You can get with this or you can get with that.
You can get with that.
You can get with that.
Hey. And to tack on to that, by the way, I love that comment, Joy.
Me too.
Out of this or that. But if you choose that, please leave this alone.
There you go. Okay.
If
so
you choose that,
you can't handle
please
this
leave
here.
This alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Stop popping
right,
up.
Right, obviously you can't handle
blue.
This here.
This. So miss me because I'm going to tell you something. The damn pity party train done rolled down the track. All the apologies have already been issued, and a brother or a sister ain't going to spend a lifetime rehashing shit.
That's right. And all the issues have been tissued, okay? So, what?
You know what I mean?
You did what you did. You got what you got. So
and deal with it.
Deal with it. Accept it. And it's okay.
And move on.
And
like I said.
And hopefully we've grown.
Get with this
and
or you get with that.
Get with that. And hopefully we've grown enough to understand when the moment has ended.
Exactly.
When the ship has sailed, when the train has left the station, please look forward to your life in the future and stop looking at the train that's headed in the opposite friggin' direction.
Right.
That's
you
funny you mentioned that.
A lot of folks don't recognize that, you know. A lot
I
of
mean,
people don't
so,
recognize that. They don't know.
Can I say something to that point, Pretty Tony? I noticed that a lot of people do that. For instance, what you guys just talked about, let's say they were with one person that they wanted to change and then it finally didn't work out. They're hurt. They're angry. First thing they want to do with the next person that comes in their life, they want to put you to the test and they put you through all these changes. Because that person
compare you.
Yeah, and then you're sitting here and you say, well, hey, I came to you free of body, mind, soul, and spirit when I came, you know, into something with you, and now you don't took me through, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, you're going through hoops and shit.
You got issues, so I move on. Then they want to come back and retrieve because they finally realize, well, that wasn't the person that, you know, gave me all these issues. What's wrong with people that they don't get it? You're a different person. You can't charge me with what the next man did or the next woman did.
That's identity theft. I call that identity theft.
I can't even get past the fact that people are so righteous nowadays, they feel like they can a judge impose their thoughts on other people. That shit is wild to me, because I'm like, damn, are we that perfect nowadays that I shit don't stink? That I can find flaw?
No, because ain't no nigga up in here perfect.
You know what I'm saying? So I can find flaws in how you living and what makes you happy.
Exactly.
You know, that shit is wild to me.
New to the game, I see you in the chat room. They said back in the day they called it your game. If you had good game, you were it. So what makes a hoe? Sweet D said they fucked what they say? They fucked the whole fam and friend situation. Hoes is hoes. These sound like new hoes. The new hoe sounds like a player, not a hoe. I don't know. There's definitely a difference, you know what I mean? How can we say the difference? Because somebody's saying there's a very thin line. There is a very thin line. But you got to understand that somebody who's really playing the game is explaining the rules to people as they go. They present themselves for who they are. Like me, I tell people all the time, I respect a hoe, male or female, when they present themselves as
Could we define a hoe a little bit better? Because I'm kind of like slow and I really don't know a lot. But
what is that?
When
you know,
I went,
describe a hoe.
What I was told, because again, I was from the country and I don't really know a lot, but I was told a hoe was screwed and laid with anybody and anything. And I was told that a prostitute worked as a business and put a price tag on her goods. And she was more into profiteering. She was more into making money, more into just not sleeping for the fact that I just won't sleep somebody because I like you today and you're going to take me to the Sizzler and get me a movie, but I got another boyfriend next week and he going to take me, get me some popcorn, and we going to go to Walmart, so I'm going to sleep with him too. But then, you know, the following week, you with this other cat to take you out to the park and take you to a movie and you screw him too. And then you're going to talk about somebody that's getting $4,000, $5,000, $3,000 for 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right, but let's clarify that.
A hoe ain't getting paid, okay? A
hoe
is about that. A hoe is about
that.
She's just, you know, going from man to man, you know, just getting hoes and ain't getting paid, okay? And all she got to talk about was I was with so-and-so, especially if she get with a celebrity, okay, that's a hoe right there. I'm like, bitch, did you get paid for that, okay? You're talking all this smack, okay, and they get with your sister and your cousin later on.
But
what?
Who is anybody
what did
to
get out of it? What did
what
you get out of it other than some dick or whatever?
So let me throw this one out there.
Okay, what's wrong with that? That's their business, right? I mean,
who's
that's what they want to do. Who's anybody to judge if that's not enough for them?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. No, we're just making the difference between a hoe and somebody that's getting paid. Okay,
right. So
there's people, men and women out there, that's all they want. You know, just go out there,
right.
Get there, get off, and be done with it.
You can't
judge. I think
you can't make a hoe a housewife, but I think you can make a prostitute a housewife.
You can make a hoe a housewife.
It's just
right.
A
mental
no.
I ain't going to
no.
agree with that.
No.
Nah. But
okay,
make your
no.
point, K. Diddy. Go ahead, K. Diddy. Then I'm going to speak.
Yeah,
First of all, we can say there's levels of prostitutes. You can say a prostitute is level one, and then you can say there's a prostitute at level 10, talking about the Heidi Fleiss type. You know what I'm saying? Those prostitutes, you could make a housewife, because basically those are business women. Those are entrepreneurs. Their coochie is their product, and they made a living out of that, and they did all the same things everybody else did. They probably got better insurance than the average executive on a regular 9-to-5. So you could make those housewives only because they done did all the dumb shit in the world, they done met all the game in the world, they done bumped their heads all the time. Well, they've been through all of that. So they don't have nothing left now but to keep it real. Because you can't run no game on them. You can't come with nothing weak on them. They've been there, done it, seen it, had it, did it all. So they're on the top of their game, player. You know what I'm saying? So those, you could make a housewife because that's what they want to do.
All right.
And I think the same goes for the hoe. If she might have been out looking for love. Hey, if she finds it, you made her a housewife. So you never know which one. And there are degrees of hoes. There's your ones that are insatiable that are just up there. There's your ones that are
like
the men do.
She's right. She's right.
That there is varying degrees of hoes.
That's right.
That's just a fact. You got a hoe. There's a hoe out there just hoeing because she got this void. There's a hoe out there that's hoeing because she a nympho. You got a hoe out there that's hoeing because she ain't got no guidance. And then sometimes you got a combination of all the above. It's the same person.
That's right.
But they're varying degrees of hoes.
There's different levels of hoes. Okay. There's different degrees and different levels. Okay, you got level one, level two, and level three. Okay, so what?
Like there's different levels of prostitutes. There's different levels of hoes.
Exactly. We ain't got a problem with none of that. We saying what it is. Tony up there just cracking up his shit, but it is what it is.
It's
bro.
The truth. We're being real. There's different levels of hoes. But you see, these are the things that our mamas and our daddies never told us. You know, you know what kills me?
See, it's a new day now.
Somebody who you know is promiscuous, because we're going to get politically correct in case we burn in anybody's ears. There's somebody who you know is highly promiscuous, done probably slept with like 6 different people in the last 2 weeks. That'll see a woman selling their body, or brother, I'm just making a point, that's selling themselves and want to judge them. Last I checked, you just slept with 6 different people for no damn reason more than you wanted to do it. Who are you to judge? You holier than thou person. Or what kills me is you knocking me, but you still doing your own thing, but you want to sit up because you went to church on Sunday and turn your nose on my, But you up in there lusting after the pastor.
Woo, look out there now.
Or that you even think that you can sleep with 6 people and then go to church and be redeemed for it.
You know?
I mean, there's all kinds of things going on out here. People are judging people for all different reasons.
And ain't got no business doing none of that.
Exactly.
New to the game in the chat room, I see you. Sometimes the world makes you a hoe. Sometime a hoe got to get ahead at work. Sweet D said, a hoe is a hoe.
If you get caught up with it.
New to the game. I need you to explain that comment.
Yeah,
sometimes the world makes you a hoe. Let us know what you're talking about. We are keen to know what you mean by that.
Yes,
how can the world make you into a hoe? Let me know.
Into a hoe. Yeah. Well, I need to know some of that there. Okay.
So, don't move nowhere, y'all. We're going to be right back. You know what I mean? We're going to jump over here and do a little world movement thing from the good folks over here at World Movement.
Greet you with a kiss as the sun begins to rise.
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play? Q Harper, brought to you by the good folks over there at World Movement Records, you know what I mean, doing their thing. Also, I want to make sure I give a quick plug, you know, how we dropping the new book over here, Who Is She and What Is She to You, getting everything together. We got the website up. For anybody that wants to pre-order a copy of the book, you can go to www.worldmovement.com or you can go to www.playersuniversityfygu.com. And get in touch with your boy, Pretty Tony, you know what I mean? Drop me a line, sign up for the email list, or pre-order a copy of the new book or order copies of the old book. Support your boy. That's www.playersuniversityfygu.com. If you're wondering what the S-Y-G-U means, it means step your game up. You feel me? That's what we over here doing, trying to do some positive things. Today's show has been off the chains. New to the game in the chat room says, you did not wake up one day and say, I will be a hoe.
There's two categories. There's hoes and process. So we process over here. You got to pay us.
Straight up. You know what I mean? New to the game always says sometimes, your boss, a dear from a friend, sometimes it just feels so good to hoe. I guess so. All right, new to the game.
Well, all righty then.
Y'all in the chat room tripping. Okay.
Hey, sometimes you got to get your hoe on, you know?
Sweet D Love says that artist wants a hoe. Oops, did I say that?
Yeah,
anyway,
sometimes you got to get your hoe on and put it out there. Okay, and then draw it back when you want to. Okay, I'm
going
back
with comments.
I don't know. I'm just not doing anything for no vine sausage and no sardines. I don't care what.
Yeah, ain't nobody else doing it either, babe.
I don't care what y'all say.
And I want to put this out here to make ourselves clear so we understand that ain't nobody knocking you for who and what you are. I'm one of those people who I respect people for who and what they are when they present themselves as such.
Exactly.
Because you can only respect what one person chooses to be. Because I've met women and men that were proud to be hoes.
This
is who I am. This is what I do. If you don't like me, don't talk to me. Straight up, I like having six or seven different women. I like having six or seven different men. It's just what I do. I take care of me. Then I've met those who, for the life of me, I can't figure out why they're doing what they do. There's no sense, no logic. You know what I mean?
They have no self-value, Tony.
You were just out with somebody last night. You come home, you've been out all night with them. Now your light's going off. Well, what was the purpose of that whole night?
To get it off.
How did that benefit you? With your life going on.
But understand something too, Tony. There's people out there, they don't, you know, it depends on how a person was raised or what's been going on in their life. That might be all that they know, okay? Okay, I got this here. I'm good. You know, and deep down inside, they might not be good, but they don't know any better because that might be all they've been trained to do. You know, and when I say trained, you know, their lifestyle, what they've been brought up as or what they've had to deal with in life, you know, they might not know any better than thinking getting it going on.
Sweet Dee agrees with you. She says a hoe just need healing. Show him or her real love and they will change on their own. Nah, Sweet.
No,
I would say I can't throw that out there, that blanket. I would say sometimes that works because
people don't know any better. They don't know any better. This
still,
is all they know.
It still goes back to the fact that we need to check the man in the mirror because you can't make nobody do or be anything that they don't want to be.
Exactly.
All you can make them do is lie to you. I said that in the very beginning because they're not going to change. They're going to adapt a mold, a character. They're going to play a role when deep down inside. Let me give it to you this way. This old man told me one time, he said, young bro, there's a piece of driftwood right there, and there's a pretty carved boat right here with sail on it, all pretty and shellacked. He said, "What do you see?" I said, "I see a pretty ass boat, man. It's all got a mast on it." He said, "No, young man." He said, "That's that same piece of driftwood. That
wow.
same piece of wood. That same okay. shit goes to people, their character, their morals, their integrity, their principles. We cannot make them do anything. All we can make them do is lie to us because they're going to play a role. But deep down inside, you got that same old hoe that used to be a hoe that's slazy, lazy.
Play a hoe and be a hoe.
A lie. Gonna lie to you, gonna stab you in the back every chance you get. Just because you put a nice dress on her and put in a BMW and put some diamonds on her finger.
Or
and get
him.
Her nails done and get her nails done and get her hair done
or
and put in a nice house.
Or him.
That don't change nothing. She don't
hey,
appreciate none of that.
Sweet D, I'm gonna read your comment, but I want you to know that this comment can be taken because you're going to say, but you know, if you're getting the perks of the whole game, that could be exciting. But what do I know? I don't know, sweet. That's a suspect comment right there. New to the game, in this age, you become a hoe on the phone just to keep the lights on. Everyone is a hoe at one point or other. That is true.
That's very true.
Sweet D, if it is in them, they will change on their own. Something can spark change. You're right. And like my man was just saying about the driftwood, you know, sometimes somebody just needs a little bit of work, and ain't nobody ever took the time to work on them. I agree with that. But some people, you know what I mean, just don't want to change. And I've
yeah.
already, I have
that's
met
all, like
women.
I said, Tony, that's all they know, you know, so
yeah.
that's what they're going to stick with.
I have met women and men. 40-something, 50-something years old, still trying to act like they're 21, trying to sleep with their son's friends. And you're looking
Ooh.
At them like, whoa, whoa, I ain't going to call no name. I'm just going to say, Miss Jenkins. Whoa, Miss Jenkins. That's not kind of cool. I came to see your son.
No, Tony. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
This game. Once again, it comes back to understanding the game of life that we play. That's what we talk about in Can a Player Play. Yeah, we ain't talked about no player ish in a while, but don't worry, that show coming again, because, you know what I mean, the name Pretty Tony was not given. It was a name earned. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to get, but on here we talk about the game of life. Once again, shameless plug time. Who is she and what is she to you? Coming real soon. You know what I mean? I want y'all to check it out, watch the growth, because we got to understand the game of life that we're playing. You know what I mean? I wrote it for my brothers, but my sisters can read it too, because they need to understand what's going on inside the male head at times, because sometimes y'all looking at us like, man, are you in there? Some of us are, some of us ain't.
And believe me, Tony, the sisters will be reading it like that, like, dude, are you hearing this? What?
You know what I'm saying?
Can you hear me?
For real.
Yeah.
And so, wow, we've had a blast. I don't know. There might be a part two to the show because everybody has had a lot to say in the chat room. Sweet D, I'm going to send this positive message out. You just typed in healing, healing, healing. That's what we need to send out to them. Of course, everybody needs a little bit of healing. I need some healing. You need some healing. Everybody needs some measure of healing.
Are we talking
and
sexual healing or just healing?
A little bit of some of the above. Sometimes your soul needs to heal because, you know, let's be real. Even after you bust a great nut, that which was troubling your soul is still sitting there. The coochie or the dick might be satisfied, but your soul's still hurting. And that's what another thing. You see, we're giving you game and kind of play a play. A lot of y'all ain't never heard no ish like that. You done bust a million nuts, but your soul still hurts. You need
we
to
come
work
with
on
the
your
real.
Soul. You need to work on your soul.
Work on
you understand
that.
What I'm
saying?
Straight
we
up.
We come with the real, y'all. We ain't playing. Okay.
Miss LaShawn, throw the email
yeah.
address out there so the good folks can talk to you. And get to know
y'all
you.
Can get me on Facebook at Joy LaShawn, JoyLaShawn, email me at exquisitenews, E-X-Q-U-I-S-I-T-E-N-E-W-S, and email me. I got you. Okay, I love my Facebook fans, and I love all my emails. I love my Twitters, even though, you know, we have our little moments and stuff. I love you. Chat room, all of that. Keep it coming. We got you. Love you. Mwah.
K. Diddy, holler at the good folks.
Well, you hear how George did that, E-X-Q-Z-L-I-C. That little yellow bus that came to the back of school.
Just because your monkey ass can't spell and shit. Don't start no shit with me. Just because you didn't catch it, don't mean it ain't there. What?
Oh, boy.
After all this time, I know they finally taught her ass up. Anyway, it's just a world movement thing over here. It's LamontiWorldMovement.com. Come check us out. Come check out our music. Come check out our books. We'll soon be having a reality show. Some great things coming over here. And not to mention the Rising Star Industry Showcase. Come check that out as well. And that's about
August
it.
August 19th.
Straight
right.
up. You know, come see us.
Positive people. Trying to do positive things, trying to leave our mark on this world. Come through, represent with us every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. You understand? K. Diddy, Lady Joy, and of course, yours truly, Pretty Tony. Once again, come through the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Grab a copy of the book. You know what I mean? Bring the Vienna sausages, or sign up for the email list and pre-order your copy of the new book. I love y'all, man. And let's all have a late night rendezvous, because y'all look so good to me. Haters, keep on hating.
Okay.
Bring some Vienna sausage.
I'd rather come kick it with you if you want me to, little mama.
I'm leaving the club.